A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I am also welcoming you to the month of February, the second month of the year, and I pray that this month will prosper you and profit you in the precious name of Jesus. The month is full of great promises and assurances from the throne of grace. It is full of challenges and issues, but also full of the great promises of the Almighty God. I am going to speak a word over your life and prophesy over your destiny today, being the first day of the month of February. But let's take this prayer and these pronouncements from the book of Psalms, chapter number 46. I'll read from verse 1 to verse number 5, and I will also read verse number 9. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swellings thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. God will help you, and he will do that right early. Verse 9 says, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bone, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots with fire. Again, I repeat, February is full of great promises and assurances from the throne of grace in spite of the many troubles that may likely be in the month. God has assured us. He said he is going to be your refuge and your strength. And so I pray that this month, God will be your refuge. You need refuge from the heat of life. There will be heat in the month of February. In this year as a whole, there will be serious heat. A lot of businesses are feeling the heat. A lot of families and lives are feeling the heat. But God is going to be your own refuge in whatever the heat may be. It will also be your strength. You will not be feeble. You will not be weak. Health and strength will not fail you. God will be your strength this month in the name of Jesus. He will also be your help, a very present help in the time of trouble. If there are troubles, definitely every year is full with its own troubles. Jesus Christ said, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. So there are evils in each day, troubles in each day, but he is going to be your present help in trouble. And so I want you to please be expectant, believe God. He is going to be your strength, your refuge, your strength, and your help. This month, fear will be far from you. Fear will be far from you because God is your refuge, God is your strength, and God is your help. And no matter what may happen, you will not be moved. Would you help me say that? I will not be moved. And God will help you early this year and this month. You will be helped very early. He will help you early in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he will make wars to cease in your life. He will break the bow. He will cut in asunder the chariots. He will make wars to cease in the name of Jesus Christ. He will burn the chariots in fire by the power of his spirit. The spear also will be broken in pieces. In other words, whatever the arsenal and the weapons of the enemies against your life and destiny, God is going to destroy them all. I therefore speak again to your life and destiny that this month, the Lord God of heaven will help you. The Lord God of heaven will shield you, protect you, and defend you, and all your interests shall be divinely protected and defended. Your children shall be protected and defended. I pray that this month of February, God will open his hands to you and he will satisfy you. Psalm 145 verse 16, thou openest thine hands and satisfieth the desires of every living thing. Your desires will be satisfied because God will command the heavens to open upon you and because your operations to be under open heaven. The heaven will be open upon you for result in the name of Jesus. Everything you need is in the hands of God, and he will give them to you as the hands of God are open to you. This month, you will be divinely satisfied. You will be satisfied with favor. Deuteronomy 33, verse 23, the Bible says, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, full of the blessings of the Lord, possess thou the west, and the South. God is going to bless you and to satisfy you this month in the name of Jesus. You will be divinely satisfied in the name of Jesus. This month, there will be no unanswered prayers in your life. Your prayers will be answered. You will have plenty this year. God will satisfy you with plenty in the name of Jesus. The Lord will preserve your life. Your life will be preserved. Your family will be preserved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray that if there be any evil in the month of February, you will be delivered from them all in the name of Jesus. You will not fall into trouble. You will not be a prey. You will not be a victim in the precious name of Jesus. Your steps will be divinely ordered this month. God will order your steps away from trouble, and He will order your steps into blessings. He is the guide of your youth. He will guide you with His eyes. He will instruct you in the way that you should go. And the Lord will be there for you. You will not be left alone this month. The Lord will be involved with you in everything you do. He will accompany you in your journeys. And so today we speak to this day, this month of February, we speak this first day of the month, that it is a month that will answer to you. February will answer to you. February will satisfy you. February will bring you blessings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The fountains of the great deep shall be broken, and the windows of heaven shall be opened. Therefore, all the floods of the enemies against your life and destiny shall dry up completely in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. In Psalm 17, verse 15, the Bible says, "As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. As for me," I like you to make up your mind as I give this chart, this instruction by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Keep your eyes on God. Seek His face this month. His face must you seek. Look up to God this month for your provision, for your protection. Look up to God alone, and God will raise men who will bring to pass the fulfillment of His counsel and purpose in your life. But you must never make any man your source. God is your source. That scripture says, "I will behold thy face in righteousness." Live in righteousness. Live right. Righteousness exalts, and God will bring you to exaltation as you live right. Don't forget, righteousness is right standing with God and also right doing. Do what is right, and the Lord will bless you. The third thing is, "I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness." Satisfaction in maturity. You must grow up, be mature, wake with His likeness, mature. Let there be maturity in your life if you want to see the face of God and if you want to be satisfied early this month and this year. Be mature. Handle issues maturely. Talk maturely. Don't talk like a baby. Don't behave like a child. Don't behave like a baby throwing tantrums up and down. Please behave maturely. Think maturely. Act maturely. And this will enhance divine satisfaction. And the Lord bless you in the precious name of Jesus. May this month again, I pray, answer to you. May the month of February respond to you in the precious name of Jesus. I pray evil will not leap into your life this month or this year in the name of Jesus. It is a leap year. And so evil will not leap into your life. Only good things are permitted to leap into your life and into your destiny. Progress, promotion, advancement, and greater glory as God has promised you. This shall be your experience this month and this year 2024 in the precious name of Jesus. And so this morning, this first day of the month, we program the month of February to profit, to prosper, and to advance you. February, hear the word of the Lord. You are programmed to help. You are programmed to profit, to prosper, and to advance everyone listening and praying, joining me on this program. You are programmed to assist. You are programmed to help. God has sent you to help. You will not work against these people. You will work for them. You will fulfill the purpose of God in their lives, and you will satisfy them. Again, I declare, you will be divinely satisfied in the month of February, and the God of heaven Himself will bless you in the name of Jesus. No death in your family, no death around you in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Step out in faith this month and go and accomplish God's purpose and counsel for your life. Do not forget, there are challenges in the month. There are troubles everywhere, but the month is full of great promises and assurances from the throne of God for you. So the throne of grace will speak on for you and on your behalf. It will speak for you and for your children. So step out in faith and let your children and everything that concerns you go out in faith. The hand of God and the blessings of God are upon you in the name of Jesus. Support Daily Impact with Grace Man. Support with your prayer. Support by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Support with your giving. You can give your financial donations. Send it to the Zenith Bank account number 12161004 56. The Lord bless you as you do. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of this program, I am Jeremy Grace Man Adulaju, wishing you a very prosperous month of February, and the Lord bless you.